Hey, folks, we're back with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. This is a day where we're going to be talking about some interesting things. I appreciate our guests that we had and the caller in our previous segment. Some people are paying attention. And some of you say, well, don't tell me too much information. You know, just plug yours and you say, la, 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 la. Don't tell me what's going on. Well, we can't help it. This Liberty Works Radio Network. Folks, if you think, you know, sometimes you agree with what we say, again, I really want to encourage you to get on the LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com and become a member of the Liberty Works Radio Network. Folks, we don't have the big backing. In fact, we're not partnered with those people. You got to realize most media organizations don't just make money off of advertising. You will have to pay for your advertising, but you realize there are businesses and people in business that part of what they own is portions of the media industry. It's important, if what you want to do is control your interest, to control the media. So what we're trying to do here at Liberty Works Radio Network is have a media, which is a medium, for you to hear things that are important to making sure that you and your children and their children will really have the opportunity to survive on this earth without the kind of oppression that we've seen throughout the globe that has not been here in America. We have been the area of freedom. We've been the place of freedom. And the reason why, it's because of those who founded the nation, who had an understanding that we are created in the image of God. Whoa, that was a strange noise. And we do have an accountability to our higher authority, and that authority would require us to not just love our neighbor as ourselves by feeding them. Oh, yeah, by the way, by feeding them, make sure that you feed your neighbor, but also you got to cover your neighbor's back. I've got your back. If you know anything about the soldiers that are off protecting your security, you know what? They've got each other's back. And the better they have each other's back, the better they survive. We're going to have another guest here. And I'm going to go to an article that was in the Tampa Tribune just on July 12th, 3 days ago. This is published by the Associated Press, and they say that more than 70 Florida child welfare workers falsified records in the last 2 years. I wonder how many child welfare workers they have. But more than 70 in the last 2 years have falsified records, leaving 14 children in unsafe homes, at least I would say. I would say that's what they verified, and causing the State Department of Children and Families to temporarily lose track of at least 6 other children. Well, okay, newspaper reported Sunday, losing track. I will tell you, there's sometimes we've looked in the back of the van and said, uh-oh, where's so-and-so? We left them at church. Fortunately, they're only a few hundred feet away from our house. But we thought everybody was in the van when we left the parking lot. So I'm saying that flippantly. But I've got somebody here we've had on the show before, and I've asked him to give us updates of the situation, because he's facing the situation where a strange bureaucracy has controlled organization that's got somebody there called a judge, who's making judgments and decisions based on a bureaucratic rule system that has nothing to do with freedom and liberty and protecting children. It seems, though, as we're watching it, that it's actually a mechanism of merely a funding stream. It's corrupt, it appears. So we're going to see if it's affecting people and ruining lives. I would say it's probably because it's corrupt. Okay, Greg Pound, I thank you for coming and being back here on this Faith and Freedom Show.
Thank you, David.
And go ahead and give us an update on the particular thing. You know that I know that you've seen this report on the Tampa Bay Tribune. So give us an update on what's going on.
Well, I'd just like to make this statement, if I could. Albert Einstein said the world's a dangerous place, not because of those who do evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. And so my appeal on what's been going on here now is, my daughter got accidentally bit here 5 years ago, going on 6 years. We put together a website called rescuemykids.com. And our case manager in Pinellas County, where Terry Schiavo was starved to death, was arrested for committing 96 third-degree felonies falsifying documentation for Department of Children and Family. Now, Tampa Bay, Florida, Hillsborough, that's Hillsborough. I'm in Pinellas County. We're right on the Gulf of Mexico from Clearwater, Tarpon Springs, Indian Rocks Beach, St. Pete Beach, Treasure Island, all up and down the on the west, on the Gulf of Mexico here. It's a beautiful place, but the problem is we have a major problem called corruption. Evil that's totally out of control. The love of money is choking the life right out of the American people. And once we get to the degree where our children are, I mean, it's sad that the people don't even care about children, to the place where they're kidnapping children literally by the thousands here in the state of Florida. People come on vacation, they lose their children. And it's just a fearful thing to think you go on vacation and you lose your kids. And I've got scores of people from different states, Tennessee, Michigan, Chicago. They come here on vacation and they end up in the system and they type in kids stolen or whatever, and my website pops up because it's been well put out there. And so, Dave, what we're dealing with is a major corruption problem, and a lot of this money is coming from the feds. It's called, they got code of federal regulations, CFRs, where they are mandated to take so many kids, and then those kids have to be adopted out, and they're making money in that. Now, my daughter was accidentally bit by someone else's dog. They've taken our five kids, terminated our rights, adopted our kids out. My wife was hiding for 3 years with our youngest child. We've had another child since then. We've got two kids, and she couldn't stand in the. She couldn't. After 3 years of hiding, she came back out, and now they've taken our other two kids. They've got me and my wife separated. She hasn't contacted me now since she's been back here for 2 months, because what they're doing is more than likely telling her if you contact him, you're losing your kids. Now my phone is tapped. They follow me in my car. I just got out of jail myself for standing out on a corner that said rescuemykids.com. If you want to see what's going on, you go to a website. Just go to Google and Google my name, Greg Pound, G-R-E-G, and the last name is Pound, C-O-U-N-D. And if you just go ahead and Google that, you'll be able to see basically what's going on. Now, I have a woman out of the Miami area named Wanda. We were going to have another guest, Walter Wright, out of the Orlando area, where they took his two kids. And I tried to call him, but I couldn't get him on the phone, David. So I did call Wanda, and she can, if you want to hear what's going on in the Miami area and tell what she's gone through and what they're going through there, it's the same thing in every county. The incentive is to steal people's kids to get this money, and it's a lot of money. You're talking about, we were getting $125 million coming into this county just to babysit the kids that they were confiscating. And that's why we have this exodus out of Florida. Everybody and their families are moving out. We've got literally houses on every corner for sale, because what they're doing, this is not a family-friendly state.
Well, I'll tell you something. I did look into 45 CFR, and I'll look it up on the I think I wrote down it's 1303 was one of the things. It's basically 1304, 1306, and it's the Head Start program.
Right.
And it sounds like what they've done is they've gone in, somebody filed a report up against you, and we know who it was, and that person has now been punished for making things up. But that person made something up. The sheriffs came in, took your kids away, thinking they were doing a good deed because somebody filled out a form. Somebody who could have been a government person or could have been a private contractor. I don't know what her status was, a lady who filled out the form.
But she was a CPI. That information I gave you earlier was
okay.
Stuff that I was in the county commissioners were having their meeting in Hillsborough County, and I was over at that. So I stopped over there where I come from a Bible study. And so what happens is that was the program. That was the children's program they have over in Tampa, and I usually go over there as an advocate for families in the state of Florida. I go around from county to county. I go up to Tallahassee when they're in session and try to bring this to the attention of the senators and the representatives. They know what's going on, but the problem is as I was reading this morning at the paperwork I have right before me, this money isn't costing the people of Florida. The money's coming from the federal government.
So essentially, it's a funding stream, and if you begin to shine light on people actually dealing with families and children on the basis of law, you're going to shut down a major industry, is what it sounds like. And again, I'm reading this Code of Federal Regulations, and it's kind of folks, it's kind of sick, and it is very troubling. It's very troubling, and I just want to tell you that Greg Pound, as I've looked through this situation with him, what's he going to do? He's doing one thing. He's standing up and being extremely vocal, and what's happened is, now the latest thing is he's found out through a family member that if his wife contacts him, they're going to get their children taken away. It's somebody has gotten paperwork going that makes it so that they will fall if they do the normal thing in a family relationship. And so that will give them excuse. Aha, you tripped over our little rule, so we're going to intervene. We're justified here. It's sick. Nobody is really looking at his particular situation on the basis of truth. They're caught into, you know, sadly, it's just a bureaucratic system. Isn't it awful? No, there's literally and of course, you know, most people who read the Bible understand there is a supernatural intervention and war against the family going on. And I wonder, how important are Greg Pound's children? I'm telling you, Greg, there's somebody after your children. It's not just you. Okay, so I got a feeling, folks, those are going after Greg's children. They're not doing it on purpose. They're just caught up in the wave. So that's why I had Greg tell us this information, because, folks, this could happen to any one of us. It could happen on a whim. And you know what? If you look bad, if there's just avoid every appearance of evil, most people in the church would kind of wag their finger and say, ha, he's got an appearance of evil. Well, there are things where there are unavoidable appearances of evil. And that's what's going on right here. So the reason I had him come is because I wanted you guys to actually be aware of this. This is scary stuff. And I really, again, I look at this and I don't know what the fix is, Greg. What do you think is, again, that's the update. The update is now they're keeping tabs on you to see if you communicate with your wife so they can go, aha, and then put the squeeze on further, almost like an excuse. Isn't that pretty much what's going on?
That's pretty much it. If people were to watch the website that we put out called RescueMyKids.com and listen to how many Christians, they're doing this to Christian families. They don't want kids that are dysfunctional or kids that are on drugs or kids that are going to cause them problems. They want kids that are being brought up in families that are being taught what is right, that's going to love their father, their mother, that's going to love their family, that's going to be strong family-oriented people. And they don't want that. They don't want people with family roots, and especially ties to Christianity, because what we've got now is a system now that is anti-God, anti-family, and against Christian families. And you just go, one girl there didn't want her daughter to go to what is called the Last Chance Dance. She goes to Calvary Baptist Church. It's a Southern Baptist church, it's the largest one in Pinellas County. Took her daughter from her because she didn't want her to go to the Last Chance Dance. So the school calls, has them come out and take the daughter from the mother. She was only 13 years old. She's never got her daughter back yet. Her daughter's been, now she's had sex outside of marriage. She's been on drugs. She's been in jail. Everything you can imagine that's happened to this girl. And the mother she's called me Tina Tatum. She's called me so many times. And what it is the people aren't standing up. It's like America now is so caught up into getting the things of this world. I believe they're caught in fear, and they're caught in the strong grasp of greed. They're stuck in greed and fear. And what happens is we're like the sleeping giant now, the Church of Jesus Christ, and the people in America are going to pay an awful price for not standing up for the children.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I know enough of first, I've talked to people who have weird things happen to them. And I had a scary situation where a doctor, whoa, I got to take a break. It's going so fast, folks. Hey, check out our live video stream, faithfreedoms.org. You're listening to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Come back to us. We're going to come back with Greg Pound. And our number here is 888-850-1872. If you've seen something like this or need some more information, give us a call, 888-850-1872. 1872. We shall return.